Torah in Parshas Vayishlach describes that struggle, that famous struggle that takes place one night between Yaakov and someone. Pasuk says, Vayivasa Yaakov levado, Yaakov is by himself. Vayavek ishimo adalos ha-shachar. An ish, person, was struggling with him all night long till dawn. Vayaki lo yachalo, this ish saw that he couldn't totally overpower Yaakov. So what does he do? Vayiga bekaf yerecho, so he gives him a zetz, right, in the thigh area. Vateka kaf yerech Yaakov be'av koimo, and Yaakov is wounded, he's going to end up limping. And then a very strange thing. Vayomer, and this ish says to Yaakov, Shalcheni, send me away, let me go. Let me go, you started, what do you mean let me go? Let me go, ki ola hashacha, because it's dawn, so you have to let me go. Why does he have to let him go because it's dawn? Torah doesn't tell us. But the Gemara Maseches Chulin tells us the following. Vayomer shalcheni ki ola hashacha. Amalo, and it seems from the Gemara that at this point Yaakov doesn't know that he's dealing with some sort of angelic being. He thinks he's dealing with an ish. It's dark all night long. He doesn't see him so well. So Yaakov says to him, Ganavata okubiyusto sata. Why are you running away? Why do you need to be sent away that it's dawn? Are you a ganav? Are you a thief? Or are you a kubiyustos, which Rashi understands to mean somebody who engages in kidnapping? Tosfot quotes Rabbeinu Chananela, means somebody who's engaged as a professional gambler who takes people's money and runs away. Is that why you need to leave Shemis Yorim in Ashachar? Because you're worried about dawn and daylight. People will see you and they'll arrest you. Is that why you need to be sent away? Yaakov doesn't know who he is. So the Gemara continues, Amar lo, malach ani. I'm a malach. I'm an angelic being. So why do I have to send you away? Umiyom shenivreti lo higia zmani lo marshira ad achshav. And from the time I was created, I didn't have an opportunity to say shira before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until today. Now's my day. So you have to send me. You have to let me go. And you ask yourself, now, of all, I don't know if all malachim were created on the second day of creation, but we assume malachim were created in Sheshes May Gracious. So for, I don't figure out the cheshbon, over 2,000 years he never had to say shira. And Dafka this morning is the first time he has to say shira? Why specifically this morning does the Malach say, I never had the opportunity to say Shira until now, and now's my first chance? So the Chassam Sofer asks this question. And he gives a very interesting answer. Evidently, not all Malachim can say Shira all the time. So what Malach, or which Malachim are chosen, or have the ability to say Shira? Explains the Chassam Sofer that every malach has a task, has a tachlis, has a purpose. When the malach fulfills his purpose, when he does his task properly, then he's allowed to say shira. So what's the story with this malach? He didn't have an opportunity until today to say shira. So Chazal tell us that this malach was Saro Shel Esav. It was the angelic being or the angelic guardian of Esav. But they say that Hu Asatan Hu Yetzahara. And sometimes this Sara Shel Esav is also known as the Satan and sometimes known as the Yetzahara. And says the Chassam Sofer, people misunderstand what the role of the Yetzahara is. We think that the Yetzahara's role in this world is to cause us to mess up, to do averos, to give in, to do things that are wrong. That's not the role of the Yetzirah. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't create the Yetzirah in this world to trip us, to mess us up, to cause us to stumble and fall. The job of the Yetzirah is to challenge us.
But the goal is that we rise to the challenge and we overcome the Yetzer. And if we do that, then the Yetzer has succeeded and achieved its goal. Its goal is to challenge us, and that we should be confronted, and it tries very hard to cause us to stumble. But when we win, when we overpower the Yetzer Hara, so we win, and the Yetzer Hara says, yeah, now I fulfilled my goal. The Sar Shaleis of the Satan, this Yetzer Hara, struggled all night long with Yaakov. What the struggle is, the Torah doesn't quite tell us. But it wasn't just a wrestling match. It was Yaakov Avinu in some epic struggle that's going to define generations to come between Yaakov and the Yetzer Hara. And at the end of the day, Yaakov wins. He overcomes. He manages to stay on his feet despite being wounded. And the Yetzer Hara says, "Vayaki lo yuchalo." It couldn't overcome. It couldn't overpower Yaakov. In which case, the Yetzer Hara says, "I now fulfilled my mission. This is what I was sent to do. To try to make Yaakov stumble, but to eventually lose to him." And that's why today, for the first time, I was given the opportunity to say Shira. So he says to Yaakov, "Shalcheini, ki Allah shachar." And now I can go and say Shira. And it's at this point that Yaakov realizes that he's dealing with an angel, that he says to him, "I'll let you go, but there's a condition." So you have to give me a bracha. Vayomer lav mashemecha, vayomer Yaakov. Vayomer, lo Yaakov yeremer od shimcha. Yaakov is no longer going to be your only name. Ki im Yisrael. Ki sarisa melohim vim anoshim vatuchal. Because in the end you have struggled with the powerful, the humans, and you've overcome. And Yaakov sends him away. None of us prefer challenges in life. We want everything to go smoothly. Things should go al derech hamelech. Everything goes should be nice, smooth. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create the world that way. We don't look for challenges. We don't ask for challenges. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with challenges. Temptations, with stumbling blocks. But we have to realize that the goal of all these things is not to cause us to fail. The goal is that we should be able to overcome all these challenges, all these stumbling blocks, all these temptations. And in that struggle that night, when Yaakov succeeded, he implanted within our genetic code the ability to always overcome. And it's not easy. Even for Yaakov, it wasn't easy. Yaakov was wounded. He was hurt. And he was limping. Eventually, Vayavo Yaakov Shalem Sukosa, he gets healed. But at the beginning, it was hard. And it's sometimes hard for us. But we all have to know that we have the ability to succeed. But we're not quite like Yaakov. Because we don't always succeed at first. And sometimes we stumble, and sometimes we fall. But we are told, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam. Failing does not turn us into a failure. So we failed once. Failure is just a setback. It's just meant that I have the opportunity to try again. The only one who's a failure, somebody who doesn't get up, somebody who doesn't try. But if we fall, so we get up again. There's setbacks in life. We all have them, because we're not Yaakov. We're not nearly as perfect as Yaakov was. So sometimes we give in to the temptations, and sometimes we give in to the Yetzer Hara, and sometimes we don't live up to our standards. But we have that ability to do so. And as long as we keep struggling, and the night is sometimes very long, and sometimes we're wounded, and sometimes we're limping. But as long as we don't give up, then we too will be zocha to the bracha that Yaakov Avinu was zocha. That the Yitzhahara, that the Satan, that the Malach Shel Esav, the Sar Shel Esav himself, will give us the bracha that we're no longer Yaakov the schlepper. We're now Yisrael. Ki sarisa melohim, vim anashim vatuchal. Say prayer.